All right, so we're going to be doing this a little bit different, guys, today. We're going to have our final encounter with Mel'Drath, but we're going to be using Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition rule set kind of here, okay? We're going to take some, you know, creative liberties, as you will. But as you know, I am a D&D designer, so this is kind of fun for me to kind of mesh the two worlds of EverQuest and D&D together. So we find ourselves, our three gnomes and our gnomish crew, along with some allies, walk, don't run, in the city of Akanon. We're in Steamfond Mountains. I'll set the stage for everybody listening there. But we've returned home to finally face our grave and growing threat, Mel'Drath the Malignant. So as we're out front, Nerf and Perf steps away to buy some last-minute spells from the Enchanter's Guild. He comes back after, 15 minutes, says he has everything for the fight.
Oh, I'm ready for the fight. What about you two, Evernerd Ticklewinks? Do you really think we'll end this today? How do you feel?
Well, I have a plan, guys. Here it is. We picked up the advisor robe in Mistmore. I'm going to put it on, and we're going to walk up to Mel'Drath's lair and pretend like we're coming to visit him from Mistmore. We're advisors coming on a
gnomes?
Regular visit. Yeah.
Gnomes? Advisors from Mistmore? I don't know if you'll fall for that.
You don't think so?
Nerf and Perf has some good charming skills, but...
I can always turn into Captain Nerf and Perf and his trusty sidekicks.
Okay.
You'll never see it coming, although the lore of my great adventures might be known even out here.
Here we go, Carlos. Well, we're trying to think of the plan right now. So we have the advisor robe. They know that comes from Miss Moore's castle. Okay, so maybe if we could have Nerf and Perf illusion us into dark elves, that would help us out. What do you think?
Unfortunately, friend, my spells are only self-induced. My illusionary magic will not fall on your ugly faces so easily.
And the one chance for him to be useful.
I know, right?
I can say I've captured you. I can be a dark elf, perhaps.
I like that idea a lot.
In an advisor robe. And say I've captured two gnomes wandering around looking for his lair.
That works. What do you think?
Love it.
I always think I have the best plans. Hold on and let me switch.
Hello. Hello, friends.
Hello.
Hello there. Dastardly plans indeed. Well, we must get away from the guards here in front of Akanon, because they might think I'm actually a dark elf and attack me. Wouldn't want that to happen.
Yeah, good idea. Let's start walking.
I do gotta say, just make sure to have enough mana not to get yourself and to save the team, because I know it might get hairy in there, and I really need you, especially with your illusion.
The good news is I can origin and safely walk back at this distance.
Make sure you don't origin as a dark elf.
Yes, very good point. So on your way back, how are your characters feeling at this time? As you're walking through Steamfond Mountains, are there any maybe sights that capture your character's eye? Do they see anything that's kind of reminiscing of the past? How do you feel? We'll start with Evernerd and then go to Ticklewinks.
So as we're walking away from the city of Akanon, I look back one more time to view its glory. And as we proceed forward, I see to the right, I see straight ahead, we see the windmills. The glorious windmills that Akanon or Steamfont Mountains is known for. And just before that, right on the right-hand side, I take a view of the dragon bones surrounded by the decaying skeletons. And as we walk up to the mills, I'll see what Ticklewinks sees from there.
Yeah, Ticklewinks, this is something that kind of brings back a lot of memories. If you remember his backstory, he was one person that kind of a broken man that was mended, and his whole life has been dedicated for healing and helping others. So looking back in Steamfall Mountain and looking at the dragon bones, where so many foolish noobs will go in there to try to, you know, prove themselves, he was always there to help them out with a quick heal or two and maybe a res. So it brings back a lot of good memories coming back to Steamfall Mountains.
Yeah, I think Nerf and Perf will be, just looking you know, passing the kobold camps from early on and the newbie pit where all the rats were, just kind of proud of all of the adventures we've done since then as a group of the gnome crew and how far they've come. So he's feeling confident and ready, especially with Ticklewinks and Evernerd at his side and Walk Don't Run there, who's helped a lot. So that he's feeling good about this. So
wait, fellas, I think we should stop here for a minute and have a moment of silence just to remember a good friend of us that who set out from those gates that you see behind us, Akanon, and somehow we lost him along the way. Our trusty sidekick, Winklebone. We missed our friend, our dear friend, our fifth that never came to be, or fourth, I guess. May you be well wherever you are.
Nerf and Perf will pour out some ale on the floor in honor of Winkle. Was it Winklebone?
Winklebone, the gnome necromancer. Yes.
I think the last time we saw him was in Unrest.
Yeah. Yeah, Unrest was the last time he actually was with us. So
yeah.
Maybe he's out here in Steamfall Mountains.
Still level 10 or 12.
Yeah.
Hiding in in the grass.
Well, he was a necromancer, so we got to keep an eye out for him. Maybe he decides.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Maybe this whole thing was a setup where he got us to start this adventure, knowing we ended up killing Meldrath, so that he would take his place later on. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a setup.
You know, it does make sense. How was Meldrath able to keep eyes on us throughout our entire journey so far? He always knew exactly where we were. He was a step ahead.
See, I always had my eye on you, Derek Evernerd. I always had my eye on you. I thought you were kind of a little wishy-washy from time to time. But, you know, why would you break all the charms and try to kill us in every single dungeon? But so I kind of had a little inkling, hey, it could be Evernerd, the mole within the group. But that makes sense. It could be Winklebone all along.
So as we move forward deeper into the Steamfawn Mountains, we start getting to where there's the large clockwork gears that are embedded into the mountainside itself from who knows what ancient beings long ago, and the clockwork spiders and the drakes and the earth elementals back there. And we see hidden in the back, in the top of the mountains, a small cave. And out front, there's some steam billowing out from the cave. And there's a silhouette of a horned figure standing there. What do you do?
Well, this is a Minotaur, and he's the one that guards the front entrance there that we all know.
I roll perception.
All right. Roll perception. Let's see. Oh, man. All right.
Nice.
21 on the 21. Roll there. Okay, yeah. So you can see from a distance that there's the Minotaur who's standing there, but you also see behind him there's a small flicker of light, and it looks like there might be a second Minotaur that is like smoking a pipe, but he's kind of like laying down as if he's resting.
Well, then, Ticklewinks, what do you see? Is the coast clear? Shall I approach? You would have to wear these, hold this rope so you can look like you're my prisoners.
So there's a couple of guys there. There's obviously the Minotaur guard, and he might have backup, so we got to be ready. Walk, don't run. You also keep your sword close to your hand because we might need it. So should we tie these up, the ropes?
Yes, we can pretend to tie them up. Let's see.
And as Nerf and Perf fiddles with the ropes, he's going to ask each of you to kind of tie your own hands. So make a sleight of hand check for me on your character sheets there. And let's see how well you tie these ropes.
I'll do the honors, Derek, if you don't mind. You go first.
I got a 20.
Ooh, nice. Oh, there it is. All right. Plus one. So Evernerd is able to tie his thing kind of, it looks like it's tied up really tight, but it's actually, you know, got a lot of room for him to get out. And Ticklewinks.
Here we go.
Oh, all right.
Of course.
A one. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So you tie yours.
I'm tied up.
You tie yours up. Yeah, yours is kind of tied up really good. Unfortunately, didn't fool anybody. So,
you know what? But does he even need his hands as a cleric?
I mean, yeah, he's not fighting anything. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. So as we approach, the Minotaurs, Nerf and Perf starts tugging at the rope.
Get over here. I got prisoners. Gods, I have some goodies, some prisoners from Eldrath, the Malignant. These are on the house from Castle Mistmore.
The Minotaurs get up. You see both of them, kind of big, burly, half-man, half-beast figures with huge horns on their head, start walking over towards the front.
What are you bringing here? Who are you?
Nerf and Perf relays that he's from Castle Mistmore and shows the advisor robe that he's wearing. And, he turns to the prisoners and shows you all. And the Minotaurs look at both of the gnomes.
Gnomes, what are you doing here? Shall we eat you?
EverQuest is, EverNerd is trying to pull away. He's putting on a show. He's trying to tug at the ropes and bring Nerf and Perf down to the ground so he could escape. But he's not doing enough strength, so he's just putting on a nice show.
All right. Take away.
Roll some charisma there.
Yeah. Let's do a performance check.
A performance check. There you go.
Yeah. Let's see how good your performance is.
While he rolls, I'll just talk to the Minotaur.
Gnomes, this is our land. I spit on you. Oh, little gnome, you'll be sorry you ever did that.
And 15 on the roll for Everner there. So yeah, they kind of believe you. And one of the Minotaurs says,
look at that little gnome. So afraid. I think we'll eat him first. We got to get him to the boss first, though.
And Nerf and Perf turns. He looks at Tickle-Winks and Everner there. And he's going to make he's going to do one roll here. Let's see. He's going to roll.
Guys, just a heads up. I'm pretty tight up here.
He tries to persuade or try to look cool getting into there, doing his deception, but he fails. He rolls a 6 plus a 3, so 9. The Minotaurs say,
hey, we haven't seen you before, actually. And those papers, we need to see the Mistmore papers.
They're from Perth. Gets a little nervous. Hi, and you see about that. And he starts to sweat a little bit. The Minotaurs seem to be on. And he drops the rope and he casts mesmerization. So let's see if the Minotaurs are going to be able to beat this. So they're going to have to make a wisdom saving throw or they're going to be mesmerized. So let's see here. One of them fails. One of them passes. So one of them is frozen. And Nerf and Perf says, Everner, Tickle-Winks, walk, don't run, quick, attack the other one. And the other Minotaur screams, we're being attacked. And he pulls out his big, great axe, and he gets ready to fight. So we're going to roll initiative here. What I need you to do is on your character sheets, you should see initiative at the top, kind of by your hit points. You'll want to click on that to roll initiative. All right. I see a 6 for Tickle-Winks. And Evernerd, we got yours. What is your initiative, if you can tell me? A 3. Oof. So those are bad. the Minotaur didn't do any better. He did a 3. So it's going to be Tickle-Winks, Evernerd, Minotaur, and let me actually roll Nerf and Perfs. Let's see here. And Walk, Don't Run. We'll have his. Okay. So Nerf and Perf and Walk, Don't Run go first. So Nerf and Perf is going to try to actually charm this Minotaur. Oh, and the Minotaur, as he lurches forward with his great axe, Nerf and Perf puts his hand up, still in dark elf form. You're mine now. And he charms him. And he's now charmed. And he looks over at you, Walk, Don't Run, Tickle-Winks, and says, should we kill the other Minotaur? Cut his head off, perhaps, while he's there, frozen in time? Then we can go in with this one here, my lucky pet, and we'll find Meldrath and deal with him right away. What do you think?
I have no reservations.
That's a moral dilemma there.
Why? These are bad guys. There's no moral dilemma.
Bad is subjective, sir.
They're trying to take over Akinon.
Well, he's there defenseless. He's a guard. Maybe his motives were just he was born in that environment and he didn't know any better.
I'm going to put my hands... I'm going to pass my face to the true storm.
Would you want him to give you a second chance?
Out of all people, Evernerd is the one taking the moral high ground here.
How about all those mesmerizes you've broken in the past? You just do that same thing here for a quick. We'll call it a day.
Yeah, let's look back at the Warrens. Let's go back to the Warrens and remember how many defenseless people you've killed, Evernerd.
For the sake
of collecting caps, quote unquote.
No, those were kobolds. Those were mindless dog creatures.
These are mindless bull creatures.
He was communicating with you. He has the free will.
Nuke. Nuke.
So how about you? I suggest you wake him up and give him a chance.
Ooh, interesting.
See what he wants to do.
What?
Okay.
He's clearly surrounded. He has given the option to walk away from all this.
Okay.
All right. I'll go take a
look. Yeah. Walk, don't run. Gets his sword out. You know, kind of stands there guarding the Minotaur. He's ready if this Minotaur is going to run. So his path is blocked. Nerf and Perf is ready to re-mez if needed. And the mez falls. It breaks. Boom. The Minotaur falls. And I'm going to need a check here. So whoever wants to talk to him, you can do two things. You could try to persuade him. Talk to him that way, or intimidate him. And I'm going to say in either one, if you intimidate him, you're probably going to have advantage because he's surrounded. Okay. That means the highest of two rolls, you'll be able to have that roll that is higher. And if you persuade him, depends on what you say, we'll see. So who wants to try to talk to him?
It's your boat. It's your show, Evernerd.
All right. I'll roll out
of character here. Derek, do you have any bonuses on either intimidation or charisma? By chance,
I have 0 on intimidation and 0 on a charisma. What about you?
You can go either way.
I got Nerf and Perf has a lot of charisma, but but you guys can roll. It's Nerf and Perf is fine to let you guys talk to him because he'll just mess him.
You can do it, Derek.
All right, I'm gonna do intimidation roll.
Okay,
and it looks like it's a 5.
Oof. No, roll again because you have advantage, so you're gonna get 2 rolls on this one. So 5 is your first roll. Just let me know what your second roll is. Ooh, an 18. Okay. What do you say to the Minotaur?
I'm say, listen, my friend here, Ticklewings, wanted to cut your head off and leave your corpse here to rot. But I persuaded him to let you live, to give you one last chance to turn your life around and help us defeat Meldrath. So,
time out. How is this intimidation? This is more like persuasion. No.
It's intimidating because there's 4 of us around him and he's intimidated, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm taking the nice cop intimidation method, right?
I'll buy that. Okay. I'll buy that. Yeah, I mean, you got Walk Don't Run who's got like a sword to his head and you just told him you're going to cut his head off.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of
so
like
you the, see my friend Ticklewinks here. We know what he wants to do. My friend Walk Don't Run over here with his hand on his sword. Well, we know how that's going to play out. And we have Nerf and Perf here. If you try to run, we'll just mez you or root you or charm you, and you're going to die anyways. So you have one option here, really. So why don't you tell me what that option is?
He starts to kind of, you see a tear come down his eye. He pulls out a wallet. And he looks.
Okay.
He pulls out a little picture of a little baby cow, Minotaur baby, and he kisses it, and he says, "I have a family to protect. I'll do whatever. Just don't cut off my head, please. I'll take it to Meldrath. He's a mean guy anyway. He beats us. He calls me a bull-headed idiot, and I don't like it. So we gotta. I'll do what you want, please. Just don't hurt me."
You made the right choice. You made the right choice, son. We'll take care of your family when this is all done. We'll give you some platinum.
Thank you. And so he goes and he starts to follow you guys. Yeah, Ticklewings. How do you feel, Ticklewings?
I'm burning. I'm incensed. Are you kidding me? Well, number one, what is this with Evernerd? I pull Nerf and Perif on the side. It's like, are you kidding me? Look at this guy.
Yes.
Since when?
We have 2 pets now.
But it doesn't make any... Wait. 2 pets. It doesn't make any sense. Why is Evernerd being so nice? Since when is he so nice?
Why?
He's never paid for any beers whenever we're out in the taverns. He's never done anything for us. Why is he so kind to the freaking Minotaurs? And why does he want to kill us? I there's something coming. I'm telling you, there's something going on here. I don't like it one bit.
How about you pay attention to healing us instead of these conspiracy theories
of yours.
I don't care. I know your name is Evan, Neverperv the Pathetic. I know that. But you gotta trust me. There's something going on with Evernerd.
Hey, what are you guys talking about over there?
Oh, hi there. Well, he owes me money, so I just wanted to make sure he actually had enough plat on his wallet to...
Well, we gotta get going because Meldrum's guards are roaming around here.
Do you trust this guy, Evernerd? You really...
Oh, yeah, I trust him. He's definitely persuaded.
I roll perception.
Okay. You see, you don't know really with that. You're trying to persuade him or do perception. What was it you said you're going to roll?
Sorry, perception. Oh, perception. I rolled persuasion.
Yeah.
I'm a dummy.
No, it's okay. The Minotaur looks very nervous and he looks like he's not a threat to you right now.
Okay. All right. Well, he was intimidated enough.
17 on the roll. So yeah, he looks
17. Yeah,
looks intimidated.
We're gonna keep him in front of us just to make you feel comfortable, Carl. I feel the same. I wouldn't want this guy behind me, you know. But we'll keep him in front of us for now. And if he tries to turn on us, we'll take care of him.
What I've seen in the past, guys, is most of the times whenever something bad happens, I get all the aggro, and I'm the one that usually goes under first. So I'm a little bit skittish here. Don't mind me.
Well, I got my root and Bonds of Force ready.
Worked wonderfully. When you root something, then you nuke it and you break it. It makes sense. I got it.
Nice. So as you guys see here, you have the two Minotaurs. One is charmed. One is helping you willingly. And they're going up front. And they're kind of, passing a bunch of other Minotaur guards. And they're announcing...
We have an ambassador here from an advisor from Miss Castle Mistmore. He needs to speak with Meldrath. And they kind of see you guys holding the rope still, moving forward slowly through the caverns. And you notice that inside these caverns, it looks like there's some like dead gnomes, like their corpses are decaying, like little skeletons. You can see that like Meldrath probably uses, slave camp labor type stuff in here. Digging out these caves. Elves are in there, dead and whatnot. You see some people working in the mines. Minotaurs are whipping people to work. And they take you deeper into the tunnels until you come to a big metal door. And the Minotaur turns to you and says,
This is his room. He's inside. I can't promise what will happen, but I'll tell him that you're from Castle Mistmore. Good luck, and I'll help you fight him, I swear.
And with that, is there anything you guys want to say or do before the door opens?
No, we still, when we go in, we're still doing the angle that we're prisoners, right? Is that how we're going to present ourselves to Meldrap?
Nerf and Perf, he would say, well, as once we're in, the ruse is up. Might as well just attack him. No?
That depends on if he has guards there with him. We don't know yet. I want to assess the situation first before we start barging in.
We have to go with Nerf and Perf. He'll know that we can't just walk in. We have the element of surprise. We have to go in. We have to barge in.
Right. What are we doing with our Minotaur that we have persuaded?
Nerf and Perf flicks his hand, turns into a human again.
Don't worry, friend. I'll command the Minotaurs to go inside and begin fighting. We're supposed to do Meldrath.
Do you mind getting me off these ropes? Remember, I'm tied up.
Come here, little man. And I break the ropes with my bare hands. Captain Nerf and Perf.
Ah, this guy with his captain junk.
You're telling me, huh? So how about we let the Minotaurs, they go in first, and Meldrath has his eyes on them when they walk in, and us being little gnomes, we walk in right behind them, hiding behind their legs. And then the element of surprise, boom, right then, we just start attacking.
Let's do it. You ready? All right. So Nerf and Perf tells the Minotaurs,
you know what to do. Bust in the doors. We'll be behind you. We will subdue Meldrath. Whatever we do, we cannot let him leave here alive.
And the Minotaurs, that's charmed, lowers his head with his horns forward, bursts through the door. Boom! The doors burst open. And into the room they go. It's dark in there. But there's a person... sitting at a little desk, and the Minotaurs run. And are you guys running behind him? Nerf and Perf is running inside the room now. Are you guys running behind the Minotaurs?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay. As everybody runs in, Walk Don't Run, with his weapons in hand, you see the little figure turn his chair around, and it's none other than Meljath the Malignant.
Oh, hello there! It's time for a party!
Stands up, his hands go ablaze in a green necrotic light as he shoots two rays at the Minotaurs, and the Minotaurs begin to float, and their flesh begins to decay before your eyes and melt off their bodies, and he turns them into undead creatures, undead Minotaurs, as they arise and a writhing, scaling bones, Minotaur bones come up from the floor, and their flesh is now ridden, and they scream an unearthly scream as they turn, looking at us as if we're now the enemy. And now we're going to go into initiative again. So roll initiative here, and you'll see that the two Minotaurs have now joined Meljath. All right, initiative.
I told you, Evernerd.
Well, this is an interesting turn of events.
Let's see here. We got Evernerd. We got initiative. Tickle-Winks is next. Tickle-Winks. All right. Then we're going to have Perf and Perf, then the Minotaurs, then Meljath. And Walk Don't Run, he turns around and notices that several Minotaur guards have been following us, and he goes to defend the flank and is fighting heroically in the background against 15 Minotaurs by himself. What a hero.
Hold that door.
Walk Don't Run turns and he nods, and he's in the doorway fighting to the death, it seems.
As the hands are breaking through the door and reaching around to grab his body, but he still holds the ground.
Hold the door.
Hold the door. Hold the door.
Hold the door.
All right. So, Evernerd, you're up first. What would you like to do? So you got in this room. The room's kind of small. It's maybe like a 20 by 20 room. There's a small desk inside where Meljath is. Got some papers. You know, he's been working the books. And you got the two undead Minotaur in there ahead of us. Then we have us, and then the doors behind us where Walk to Run is engaged with a bunch of Minotaur enemy.
All right. I'd immediately like to roll a perception. So I want to see what level the Minotaurs that he raised from the ground are. And if he has his skeletal pet with him, I'd like to know what we're dealing with here.
Okay. So let's do something else besides perception, because that won't get you it. Let's do Arcana to see kind of what magic he used. So if you can roll Arcana for me. All right, 21.
21.
Yeah, so you know that Meljath is a necromancer, and he's extremely powerful. That's kind of why he's been able to terrorize Steamfont Mountains for so long. He's kind of like, he's used like magic called like Grim Harvest, where he's able to kill a creature, and he has such powerful magic, he can do it almost instantly in this case. And turn them into undead servants. So these undead Minotaurs, as far as difficulty, you know that they're pretty robust. They're still as deadly as a regular Minotaur, if not maybe a little bit more so, because they're resilient now. They're not, you know, they don't have any flesh. There's literally just bones.
Got it. All right. So I'm going to signal to Nerf and Perf, hey, just go ahead and start getting ready to mez. I'm going to tell Tickle-Winks, hey, if the mez doesn't work, I'm going to need you to be ready with your undead spells, okay? And I'm going to go ahead and cast, in the meantime, Bonds of Force. It's an area effect snare spell, just to give us a little couple extra seconds to run around the room before they get to us if something fails.
Okay, yep. So that'll affect your movement speed. Yeah, definitely. That'll help get those guys to not be able to get near you. So let's see here.
Yeah, so I'm going
to... What they're going to do is they're going to have to roll a save against that. So they're going to have to roll. They have failed their dexterity save trying to get away from the bonds. Can you explain what that would look like? So there's like roots coming up, so the audience knows kind of like what they're seeing here. What's Evernerd doing exactly?
Yeah. So if I use my root spell, I could only target one creature at a time. So in this case, I have to act quickly. I'm going to use Bonds of Force. It's an area effect snare spell. So the roots come up out of the ground and starts to entangle their feet. And as they start walking towards us, it starts tugging back, slowing their movement speed.
Nice. Excellent. So they're getting slowed down. They're having a hard time moving. So we're going to go next in the order. Is that all you want to do on your turn, by the way? Is that it?
Yeah. How many actions do I get per?
You get the one action, which you just did. Don't think you could use a bonus action if you have any, but for a wizard, you don't. That would matter. and then you could move. So you could just kind of move back a little bit, or you could stay
there. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to move back to the very corner of the room to give me as much time as possible, because I don't need to be up close to anything as a wizard.
Okay. Got it. So you're back outside you're in the corner of the room. Let's see here. Picklewings, you're next.
For me, I'm going to go and heal Walk, Don't, Run.
Oh, perfect.
Greater healing.
Yep. So Walk, Don't, Run's getting beat up. He's holding the door, but he's fighting, doing a valiant job, you know, slaying these minotaurs behind us, but he's getting pretty beat up by their great axes and whatnot. So the heal comes in just in time and is able to heal him up a bit. Evernerd, you know, Nerf and Perf turns to you and he says, I'm going to mesmerize. And he casts mesmerization area effect and he is able to, let's see here what the saves are going to be. Wisdom saving throws from Meldrath, a 7. He fails. He's mezzed. And the two Minotaur skeletons, they're both mezzed with another 7 and a 1 on their rolls. They all are stunned. Nerf and Perf turns. Evernerd, do your damage. Break the mez and end them. And it is now back at the top of the round. See, the minnows are still stunned. Meldrath is still stunned on his turn. Did not break. Let's see here. An 11 and a 3 on their rolls. And Evernerd, back to you.
All right. So I've been summoning all the elemental energy that I could get while you were performing that. And what I've chosen to do is I looked at my spell book. I analyzed it all. And I said, I'm going to do Shock Spiral of Alcabor. He's Alcabor. That's the one that I used to slay Scar before. I used a spell of his, and it hasn't failed me yet. His spells are very powerful. So I started up, and I'm going to roll.
Okay.
And it gets a 28.
Nice.
Now, this is an area effect direct damage spell that's magic-based, just so everyone knows.
Yep. So we're going to have to do some saves here for them. Let's see here. Let me see here. They fail. The dex fails on the minotaurs. Oof, a 1, a 5. These guys are rolling so bad today. And what happens here is I'm going to have you cast. You're going to get. So the inspiration of your lost friend fills you up inside. And this fireball-like effect comes out, flaming hands from Evernerd. And you see Meldrath. I just hold his hands up as flames fill the room and just disintegrate everything in it. Papers are burned. He's burned. The minotaurs are burned. And everything is turned to ash. And there's nothing left in the room but a shadow. Like, you know, when a bomb goes off and there's like a shadow of kind of like ash and sulfur where someone was standing. That's all that's left of Meldrath, the malignant. And here, our heroes stand. Turn around, Walk, Don't, Run has slain all the other minotaurs as they break and see their master defeated. They run for the hills, and our gnome crew is victorious. Any thoughts before we close?
Just another walk in the park.
And as the camera goes dark here, we go to another small scene deep in the catacombs of Akanon, and we see Winklebone. Yes, my plan is complete. And he might be the new villain of Akanon.
Evernerd walks outside the labyrinth, looks out at the field of drakes, clockworks, and elementals, and takes a moment to recall the crew's journey throughout Norath so far. He remembers that Meldrath has been tracking them since episode 4 of the podcast, when they were hunting in the Warrens. Since then, they've been to the Gorge of King's Orb, the Citadel of Runii, Nagena, Unrest, Solus XI, and Castle Mistborn. Evernerd also recalls the death of his good friend Captain Orban in Highpass Hold at the hands of the Dark Elf rogue named Scar in episode 8 of the podcast. Evernerd's eyes begin to water, but as he sees the rest of the crew headed towards him, he takes a deep breath and slowly exhales out in an effort to regather his bearing. The crew asks Evernerd, what is wrong? He reminds them of Captain Orban and all the others that have fallen at the hands of Meldrath on their journey. They all take a knee in remembrance of the fallen. Nerf and Perf then asks,
So what's next? To which Ticklewinks recommends some R&R on the beach at Furiona Vi. Walk, don't run, and Evernerd agree. The crew then ride off into the sunset of Norath on their mighty steeds. Walk, don't run, not having a steed, walks steadily behind. He does not run.
But anyway, hey everybody in the audience, thanks for listening. This is something fun we wanted to do, so we just did a little bit quick D&D 5e rule set here to kind of make this culminate for the Mel'Jath storyline. We plan on doing another arc in the storyline moving forward, but we had a fun time doing this, so thanks for listening, and we'll see you all our next regular episode. Take care, everybody.